Hello and welcome to the James Bond Complex, the show where we discuss and enjoy the James Bond phenomenon from Fleming to film and everything in between.
Oh.
I'm your host, Emery.
I'm one of your hosts. I'm Matt.
And I'm Jen.
Yes, we've got a special guest today. James Bond Quebec himself, Jean Gayette, fresh off the plane back from France and from London. But before we get into that, Jean, I just wanted to talk just maybe briefly about the fact that we unfortunately lost Robbie Coltrane just very recently. Can I get your thoughts on that, guys? What your best memories maybe of Valentin Zukovsky are, or maybe other things that Coltrane's been in?
Sure. My best memory was on the red carpet of Quantum of Solace. I'm sorry for my pronunciation, but it was in Leicester Square, not at the Royal Hall.
Don't worry.
Not at the Royal
Hall. It says Leicester Square, Leicester Square? I don't know.
It was small. That was my first one, and the next were at the Royal Albert Hall. And so I didn't know what to do, but I just walked on the red carpet, and I saw Robbie Coltrane. A lot of our journalists were on them and asking them a lot of things, and he was answering to them. There was just took some pictures of him, but I didn't bother him, you know. I didn't ask him for a picture or something like this. And by the way, he's a big guy.
Was he bigger than me, or am I still bigger than him?
Particularly, he's there, so almost the same, yeah. Almost the same.
Yay! He passed away fairly young, so that's the message. I should eventually try and learn.
You can he gave a lot of time to them to answer their question, and it was Quantum of Solace. What that was not for his movie, and by the way, it was in two movies, but he answered, and I saw Barbara after and Michael, but I think this is the person who they interviewed the most at that time.
Well, I guess because he was still fresh into doing Harry Potter too. I mean, he was
maybe
more popular at the time for that, but I mean, Valentin Zukovsky, he was probably the coolest frenemy of Bond that I find. I think they did that character the best, you know, having him come back as a real ally in The World Is Not Enough. Yeah. Whereas it was kind of like he was the villain, but he was more of an informant in GoldenEye. And I mean, I've seen all the Harry Potters, and the kids and my wife are big Harry Potter fans. So I appreciate Robbie Coltrane's acting prowess a lot.
Yeah, I was thinking about you because I'm obviously not a big Harry Potter fan. I mostly know Robbie Coltrane from Bond, if not only for Bond, sadly. But yeah, I must imagine that there's plenty of kids that are sad that Hagrid is no more, sadly. Do we want to elaborate on that, or?
I don't really think we need to elaborate too much on that too much. I mean, we've had a little bit of a tribute video of some of his greatest moments. I mean, he's a kind of he was a major minor character, I guess you could say. Like, he wasn't a major character, but he was a major minor character.
A memorable part. He's
absolutely.
So, I mean, we have to talk about the recent events that took place in Europe. And since I wasn't there, Emre, were you secretly in London?
No? I wish. And I know that Edgar wasn't there, and we didn't send Jason this time.
Yeah, Jason was on personal missions. the only person we personally know that actually made the trip was actually you, Jean. So how's Europe?
That was the, first of all, I was with friends, with Luc Leclerc. I was with Laurent Perriot. I was with a new friend, Philippe Viewers. And I met a lot of fans that I knew, like Jeff Weibel was there, like Martin Mulder, like many people that we know in the
Yeah, Marin was there too. It's rare that
you. Oh, there was there.
You get to see the two heads of James Bond, well, two leading heads of James Bond Canada together.
That's cool. And I saw a few James Bond concerts, like we saw Casino Royale in Montreal, but it's still the best. It's still the best because, first of all, that was a Philharmonic Orchestra. In London. Second, it's the Royal Albert Hall. So it's a very nice place to, and the sound is so great. They have, I don't remember his pre-name, but Dodd, he was on the Tomorrow Never Die and Quantum, and he was the conductor. And okay. He was the conductor on the orchestra as well. And plus David Arnold, arrange everything. He was on that for 3 months, and that was amazing. And plus, Shirley Bassey was there, of course. Garbage.
Shirley's first time that you've seen that.
The first song. She started with Diamonds Are Forever, and after with Goldfinger. And there was also Garbage. There was also Lulu, The Man with a Golden Gun, and. The only thing that it's on me is I was the first part I was very tired because I didn't sleep, so I took I flew and I didn't sleep, and we went to a drink before la 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 la, so I went there. So it was hard for me, but I was an amazing concert. And for me, the best part, there was a lot of good parts, but the best parts is when Hans Zimmer come on the floor and played a song from No Time to Die with David Arnold, and he said David must be, I think he didn't sleep the last three months to did that amazing event, and he was like a kid. Like he was looking at David, Hans Zimmer is maybe the most the actually Hans Zimmer is everywhere. So
everywhere.
So David Arnold, excellent also, but the way he did it and the way they were together, that was my best part. They have also good singer that I didn't know, but there was Celeste and quite a few people that they sang the James Bond song, but that was very 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 well done, and a good place to hear a concert as well.
And that wasn't the first time that you saw Shirley Bassey either. I remember you telling us the story of she was in Quebec City.
Yeah, I saw her at Quebec City. And in Quebec City, that was a weekend, a James Bond weekend, full weekend of James Bond things. And it was starting on Friday, but Thursday they have like for journalists, and I was invited. And I remember they played a piano, and I was Nickering there. Nickering was
Are you talking about the event in Quebec City now?
Quebec City, I'm sorry. Oh. And they were with Nick Rain and Steve Barakat, a guy from here, on the piano. And I remember Shirley Bassey light on the piano, and she sang. She sang not just the like Diamonds or Goldfinger. She sang Living and Die. She sang, and I was there. And on Saturday night, that was the big show, and she sang her songs. And at that time, we have other people to sing the song and this thing. But yes, I saw her there that time. So in Quebec City in 2006. I got a picture with her on a red carpet for Spectre. That's it. She was on the red carpet.
I see that you have a picture in the background. There's plenty of people that some I know, some I don't know. What dinner was that? Was that on the evening of the concert?
You mean that mine?
Your background?
Yeah. Jean talking to you. So
that's Jason. Before the concert, and that was organized by Philip Viewers at 3 o'clock at the Hy-Vee Brasserie.
And that was before the concert.
That's it, before the concert, and after we got a cocktail also at the Gore Hotel, and after we went to the concert. So that was and when you didn't sleep and you flew, and that was a big day, but that was amazing.
No, I know.
And in that photo, you're the one with the biggest smile, so you must have been having a great time.
I was hiding back a lot.
I remember you telling me that you're pretty exhausted. Not that you're, recounting this your story. I'm like, I know why you didn't go to the Epidrome gathering after. That was not the only trip. We saw each other just a few days ago, and you were still pretty beat up from your experience, because you weren't done after London. You give Jason a run for his money when it comes to jet set and international travel, because you also went to Paris and went to the house of Luc Leclerc, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, did it. I've been there for 3 days and helped them a little bit about preparing everything for the event. And actually, I'm telling you that I was not aware how many, so many things they have to do before the event. That was a great event, but they made a lot of things. Like they have a magazines, they prepare the menu, they prepare. But and I remember Luc had so much call and videos, and with the guys, with the vice president, with people. It's a very good team, man. The French club.
It's a big organization.
Organization. They're. I've been there quite a few times, but that one, I saw it in a big advance, and I was a little bit in, like I drove the people in Paris. I drove Luciana in Paris. Luc told me to drove them and these things.
You were the chauffeur of.
I was the chauffeur, so but I saw that it's a lot of things to. It's
a lot of work.
And the bateau mouche, what they did, the boat, what they did was, we were, I don't know if it's the right numbers, but approximately 300 people on the boat.
Wow.
260 fans and 42, something like this. And I saw many faces that I knew. So from everywhere. and the weather was the best weather in my trip. It was, I don't know, 24, 25, sunny.
That's perfect.
That was perfect.
And I people don't know that. And eventually, I mean, we'll probably go. We have to go and make a video at your place, because it's a temple for Bonn at Jean's house. It's amazing. But Jean has. You haven't seen that, Emery, but he has the book. It's like the Bible for autographs. He has a copy of the encyclopedia that has autographs from people from the entire, like everyone that was alive since that. I don't know which edition you have, but Jean got a lot of people that have since passed away. He got their autographs, and I've seen Jean in action. Jean is, he's not a big guy, but he's also... I think with the years, the experience that he's got to get autographs, he's a fly. He's like a ghost. You just don't see him, and he's in front of. I went with him to see Isaac de Bancolet, who's one of the villains, in Casino Royale, and I saw Jean disappear, and he's in front of, he's like the banquier, gives him the encyclopedia, and I was like, okay. So, some people are, like, I remember Mads, not Mads Mikkelsen, what am I saying? Michael Madsen was pretty impressed with the encyclopedia when he popped it open. He was looking at, oh, you got this one, you got this one, you got this one. It's something fun to look at. I mean, if you meet John, you go to his place, if you have the opportunity, and if he has it at, and then ask him to take a peek. It's an amazing piece of fan memorabilia. But who did you add to your collection of autographs on the, in that book during the your trip? Because I know you added a few more people, but you have to tell our listeners who you met.
I met, first of all, Carol Ashby. I met her before, but I...
The papillon!
My girl. So that because she was in Octopussy as well, but...
She's an Octopussy and A View to a Kill.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, but not the same. She was on a picture group, what you call the girls from Octopussy. And I have an autograph from her. It was in 2005, 2006, I think so, in London. And Matt said, that time I brought my book, Encyclopedia, and I knew that the Butterfly Girl, I didn't have the autograph. So we went. I was very lucky. We were in London just before we left. We had a lunch. Laurent organized it. And we had a lunch with Carol, so I asked her to sign it. Luke was a little bit shy about it. I wasn't, because
you're an expert.
No, I did it very, very smoothly. And
that's the thing. You never barge. You're a smooth operator. I've seen. Most people react positively. There'll be another time, but I know there's a John Cleese story that's pretty it's a pretty funny.
I remember that.
That one was good. That one was excellent.
But there's one encounter that you had that I love her because she's in one of my favorite Bond films. But eventually, I mean, she's going to think that you're stalking her from what you described, the stories of her giving you calls on your personal phone number. I'm like, oh, my God. Jean. You went to see a play in Paris. Can you tell listeners who you met after the event?
I can tell you before the night before we had a dinner with Luciana, also with Luciana Paluzzi, and that was a great dinner organized by Philip. And again, I got an autograph from her, but showed her the picture that I have from her before, like I did for Carol. And that was a very, very good dinner. And after. That one from Katerina, I went to a play. It's called Le Tourbillon in French.
Le Tourbillon.
French play. And actually, that was Marcus, because Marcus Hartmann, the Swiss Club, the president of the Swiss Club, is also a very, very good on autograph, and better than me, because he can wait for 5 or 6 hours to have an autograph. Oh,
that's dedication.
Dedication. Yeah. So, but it's so nice. Marcus is so nice. And I remember I was in a vehicle with Luke. We're driving. He wants to show me his Aston Martin. And I know Henry doesn't like Aston Martin.
Not at all, no.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know about the two V6 of Ford. V6 in the vehicle. So anyway,
or nothing about that.
No. So he was on the garage because of the motors, and he said to me, "Jean, we'll go to the garage and and I'll show you my vehicle. I want to show you." Okay. We have a few like one and a half. So we drove in the country, and Marcus called Luke on a messenger, and he said, Luke, we missed on a night of Royal Albert Hall. There was a lot of celebrities there, and we didn't stay inside. So many people have they saw the all the stars, and that's it. And Luke said, "Yes, of course. I was on the I was just beside them. I was beside Barbara. I was just beside Katerina and." They were on the other, how do you call the, I'm searching for the French, in English or French as well. And he had a balcony. So he was on a balcony, and the balcony just beside, he was not at the same place as me. So he saw John then, and John said to Luke, come and follow me, and I'll show you the people. We'll have a party. And Luke said no, because people are waiting for me outside. So when Marcus, the idea I'm telling this is when Marcus called on Messenger by video, Luke, he said, how come we lost that
opportunity?
The opportunity. So Luke, he said, Marcus said, I would like to see Katerina, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And Luke said, she's doing a play in Paris. If you want to see her once, I'll do something. I'll text her and give me your date. And Marcus said, my date is this Saturday. So Luke said, let me check and I'll get back to you. And about 10 minutes after, he said, yes. You can have you can see her after. So I said, why am I not? I think
why I'm not invited. I
have time to do it. So that's why it was Marcus' idea. That was Marcus' idea. And like last time in 2007, Katerina was, she's beautiful, 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 but she's also a very, very nice person. She's. And she thanks us, and she, always like this. She said, "Well, that was very nice." We gave him a little gift. I gave her a little gift, but she's like this. So that was very good.
I know what gift you actually gave her. How many cases? Luke actually order for the event? Cases of Bollinger.
If I remember,
cases.
He was 12, pardon, madame. Yeah, he ordered 12 and he kept one. He paid it, but he kept one for him, and that's why I bought a bottle from him to give to Katerina. So yeah. So there was a lot of bottles on the boat for the Bollinger.
12 cases of Bollinger. Wow.
How many bottles are there in a case of Bollinger?
I mean, I'm assuming.
I remember. Don't remember.
Has to be more than two.
I've never had to buy a case of Bollinger, Matt. I don't know. Well,
maybe. So
how many bottles of Bollinger champagne?
But I would have to say, I saw the pictures of Katerina with you, and I mean, I don't find that she's changed at all in her looks. I mean,
no.
She's as gorgeous as she was in Casino Royale as she is 2 weeks ago or a week ago when you posted the picture.
That's it.
And we had 72 bottles of Bollinger, by the way.
72?
72 bottles of Bollinger. That is a lot of champagne.
It's a lot of champagne. Katerina, I don't have my makeup now, and I don't have my dress, but she was beautiful.
Anyway. She looked really, really, I know this is a family show, but she looked really good.
Yeah, she still looks gorgeous. Even if
she's 45 now.
45 is the new 20.
It's a new 20. That's it.
That's what we have to keep telling ourselves, Matt, as we enter slowly enter our 40s.
I am in my 40s. I've entered them. I've entered my 40s. I'm quite comfortable. But that was the Paris event. For that third part of this debriefing, because this is obviously a debriefing. There's an event that we have, Edgar and I, I was going to say used to, but we only went there once, called Let's Bond. And this year was the first time since the pandemic. And the theme was Diamonds Are Forever this year. Obviously, we jumped on the opportunity to go back because, everyone's dressed to the nines. Mm-hmm. You get pretty ladies all over the place, pretty people. Weird presentation. I'll share some of the pictures to you because Jean was kind of puzzled, and Jean was beaten to a pulp, exhausted, tired, drain of life. He was afraid of that he had COVID, which I'm seeing you tonight, Jean. You look great.
So
I'm assuming no COVID for you?
No, I know. I'm still negative, but I still have a little things in my cough.
It's not surprising the amount of rest you didn't. Have you gotten some rest since Friday?
I did. Okay. I did in the weekend, I can tell you.
Jesus. But it was Jean's first time. For Edgar and I, it was our second time. It was different from the previous year. You can obviously see that this event suffered from the side effects of COVID, because I remember in 2019 they had professional bartenders that were doing flares and mixing cocktails. This year, not so much. They were struggling. At times, you look like they were struggling to find the ingredients in a rum and coke.
But I think that's kind of
my
representative
joke
of the of kind of like the service industry in general.
I know that's why I'm saying that's my point. They're suffering from COVID because a lot of people, the professional, the good ones, they found out their jobs during the COVID, so they never return. And the new people that are doing those types of jobs, they haven't been properly trained or broken in, I guess. So the service was not on par compared to the previous year. Before I start showing the pictures, I want to get Jean's opinion, because you had rest, you were pretty exhausted. Jean, what was your impression of Let's Bond? Okay,
my first impression, why are they calling Let's Bond? There's nothing about Bond except the beautiful woman with nice dresses and guys with tuxedo or dresses like in James Bond, but that's it. We saw like one video or something like this or song, or they don't have Vodka Martini, by the way.
That was like I said, that goes with my complaint that they couldn't mix. Like they had a list of cocktails, and in 2019, Edgar and I, our excitement, our trip was to actually try every cocktail they had on the list. Mm-hmm. We had the opportunity to try one after that. I mean, there's so many people, and the service was so slow that we, at one point, we got another drink. It was disgusting. Like that, it was not as fun
impressed
as 2019, for at least for cocktails, but. Jean, you're saying that you get pretty ladies, people dressed in tux. It's an immersive experience, like you're in a Bond movie. So if you're in a Bond movie, you don't necessarily see clips of Bond movies or music from Bond movies. But I get your point. It felt a little bit more immersive back in 2019. I think the theme of Diamonds Are Forever was not very exotic, or I don't know, it didn't play well. They had a few people dressed in showgirls
yeah
I think they tried to go with the Vegas theme, but I don't think they took the Vegas theme far enough. Like, it could have been more Vegas-y, because, I mean, Diamonds Are Forever, when you think of it, I mean, the most...
And you weren't there. You picked up on that, and you weren't
I
there.
I picked up on that, because I saw all the pictures that Edgar was posting. I mean, the venue itself is like, really elegant, but you could have pushed the Vegas gambling theme a little bit harder to get that across, that this is what right. Diamonds
it was
are
weird
Herbers
man
about.
There was a ice sculpture fountain, and I was like, this would have been great, but for Die Another Day, it was kind of not and the guy dressed in some type of Power Ranger outfit shooting
the robot alien laser show that I didn't understand.
It was cool, but I did not get it. It was
me too.
I didn't get the cat either. Like, there's a woman who was dressed up as a cat, and I was like, okay, I get it's Blofeld's cat, but
Blofeld's cat, pussy galore.
But then you're talking about different movies, and you're talking about, like, I mean, the cat wasn't as iconic in Diamonds Are Forever as it was in other movies.
It's in the credits. What are you talking
in
about?
The credits, yes.
It's in the credits. I mean, like, and there's multiple cats. What are you talking about? It's the
in Diamonds Are Forever, multiple cats?
Yes. There's the double. There's the Blofeld double.
Oh,
and,
yeah. But I mean, it's not as iconic as.
That's the movie for cats. Cat of Chandel.
I don't
know. She asked them what's their favorite Bond movie. They're going to say Diamonds Are Forever.
For cats.
There are so many cats. Yeah.
I don't remember there being that many cats. I remember
there is more than one. So, I mean, either that or License to Kill with the Hemingway estate.
I was going to say the more iconic for me with Blofeld's cat is You Only Live Twice, when he turns around and he's petting the cat, and that's
but that's more.
I agree.
But that's when you think of the image of Blofeld's cat, I see Blofeld petting a cat.
Like, to me, I see Diamonds Are Forever. I see Bond's Welcome to Hell, Blofeld, and the cat hissing and sort of running around in the credits. What are you talking? It's the most cat heavy movie.
I don't remember it being cat heavy at all.
You need to rewatch the movie.
Not anytime soon, according to my wife.
Yeah, it's not her favorite. let me show you some of the pictures that I took.
That was nice. The place was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it's don't use Let's Bond as a name as the title.
Well, they have to use it, and also for John. I've also to remember it's for a good cause for mental health.
No, that's okay. They can use another title. I don't know.
Push the Bond theme harder.
It's their branding. It's the company's branding, and it's also a play on word because Let's Bond. It's a réunissons-nous before mental health. So
okay.
I hope the next one. If there's a next one. They might actually improve or change the venue actually, but maybe improve the presentation, create a more interactive environment. So for the people on listening to us, if you watch us on Spotify, because you can actually watch us on Spotify, you'll be able to see the pictures. If not, we'll describe them as best as we can. So the first picture I put for you is from the balcony, and it's a view of the lady who was dressed as a cat. I thought it was a piano, but I'm noticing now it's a little like
the bench, I think. Yeah.
Bench,
like a little cat bed. But I'll have to say, it's kind of like a weird mix between like those furry cosplays and the show Cats. So I don't know.
Or the movie Cats now.
No, I didn't say the movie Cats, I saw the show Cats.
Okay,
so the Broadway show. Little bit better.
She was on the stage doing nothing. It was they had a similar bit in 2019. They had a woman with a sort of an elephant costume, another one with a weird sad clown. They were just standing there doing nothing. But I think they have people from the Cirque du Soleil involved with the event, because that looks like the guy with the armor. And the year in 2019, they had a giant octopus. It was very Cirque du Soleil.
I remember you told me. Yeah.
But in 2019, it was octopusy. So, I mean, it was more, maybe a little more.
Like I said, the theme The visual, it was a little bit better. They really gave you a feel like it was 2019 Octopussy throwing a party, and this is it. Mm-hmm. Compared to Diamonds Are Forever, it was just like very generic party. They didn't have the flavor, the feel. I don't think that Diamond is as that strong visual flavor. Vegas, especially that version of Vegas is very tacky and kind of trashy 70s Vegas. You don't bring that
I think Diamond Die Another Day would probably have gone better with a diamond theme, to be honest. Like, I mean, Diamonds mm-hmm. Are Forever, diamonds in the title, but if you want to do diamonds, it's easier to do like a bunch of ice sculptures and
yeah, I agree. I agree that Edgar and I were saying the same thing. You should have done Die Another Day. If you know, they had a little stage with an area for photo opportunities. Mm-hmm. But you know, the thing that I did not or particularly appreciate is about that setting is that it blocked the circulation. If you on a picture, there's a photograph and people, it created a, I don't know what the word in English, but a goulot d'étranglement. So there was the circulation.
Yeah.
It was pretty horrible. People couldn't walk and the service was so slow. So there is a section that couldn't circulate, navigate through.
Was it the same in 2019 or what?
You know, the service was more efficient in 2019.
I mean, for the photo.
The layout was different. It was, I think it was on the same spot, but they had a different layout. They had the publicity pictures of that movie. There's a picture of Maud Adams on sort of a chair, like a chair made of what is it called? Emma, you're gonna help me. Sort of wood, but it's not wood.
It's a wicker
chair. They had a wicker chair. They also had a giant replica of an egg in the middle of the bar section. They didn't have anything like that. They had the sort of weird holo projections of Diamonds and some of their partners, but it was not as cool. Yeah, see more pictures of the layout. Oh, so that's our buddy Edgar, Mr. Sheffield. And our 3-piece suits, they get pretty hot after a while. I regretted my choices.
Even in this type of weather, because I mean, it has gotten quite cooler in the Montreal area. Yeah, but
you saw how many people there were.
Yeah, you were probably boiling.
Generates, you know, I wasn't comfortable at all. Not just like I'm not going to go dancing and mix with the people because I'm a pretty big guy and I tend to not enjoy being that. I can't really dance. I just shuffle. I can't show off my moves. You know.
Same for me. You just ask my wife.
the insane amount of people, and you see that glowing thing in the middle of that picture. That's the robot or astronaut or Power Ranger. It was a pretty impressive costume, to be honest with you. I was like, wow, if that guy went dressed like that at Comic-Con, I think he would have won Comic-Con. He was shooting sort of a pressurized, he had gas machines on his back, or I don't know, he was shooting fumes from his guns. He had laser scopes. It was pretty impressive. And you see, like, look at the bar section. There's one guy that you can see and one person. There's not enough people to serve. And they have so many bottles of alcohol. They must have had so many leftovers because they couldn't serve all that those people. Like, most people were probably like thirsty as hell. I was. Mm-hmm. See the laser. They had smoke machines. That was, and also that probably didn't help the staff. I mean, you're mixing a cocktail and all of a sudden, stop machine.
Yeah.
You can't see.
It looks cool, but probably super impractical.
Yeah. It was cool. I don't know. Did you think the smoke machine was cool?
Yeah, it was. That was.
You see the little diamonds, and you don't see the great shot of the laser. And the thing with the and R, the R, I don't know what the R is for.
RoboCop? I mean, they must have rented him out. I mean, it must be some guy who does this professionally for shows. I mean, I guess if people on Google, if you want to Google whoever this dude is, I mean, I'm sure you'll find him in like 10 minutes.
Party Robot?
Party Robot. I'm pretty sure you can rent him out for, you know, $1,000 a day.
But the one of the problems also, he started walking, and people had, we had people sort of creating space for him, but the place was so packed. I was like, this is insane. This is an insane idea. They should have put him on stage, go do a little show, do a little dance, not dance and move around. It just, it's so unpleasant. But that's my,
I literally just found him.
Really?
J-tron the epic robot. So I don't know what the R is, but it's J-tron the epic robot, and you can you could definitely rent him out.
J-tron. So
next time, but he's from Toronto, so it's travel within the greater Toronto area. So they imported him from Toronto for this.
He's an import. that's a pretty cool shot. I was actually like, when he lasered me at one point, I was like, oh my god. I feel so threatened. And that's us in front of the church. Like you see the church itself, the presentation, everything was exterior was pretty neat. But like I said, there are things that are repeats from 2019, and some are more successful and some are less successful. The entrance is on par with the first year, but I do look good in that suit. I'm sorry.
And I find that you always look good in the suit, Matt. I mean,
I see all the pretty ladies. It's for a good cause, but as I said to Edgar and even John, there was a dancing cat video at one point. It was kind of crazy event. At times I'm like, am I too old for this? I had to ask myself.
I don't know. I was kind of anxious after seeing you guys in 2019. I'm like, I really would like to, you know, go to an event like this and, you know, be able to dress up and go out to like this event. My wife says it all the time. I'm a fancy boy. Like, I like fancy things. I enjoyed myself. We had a wedding this weekend, that's why I wasn't able to go to Letzmon. So, I mean, just the opportunity to dress up for once rather than be in my pajama pants to work was kind of nice. And doing a big event like that, I mean, it's you don't get the opportunity to do it, and if you're doing it Bond themed on top of it, why not?
But it's not Bond themed enough for Jean. But Jean, I mean, Jean has his tastes are a buzz for Bond events. It's as at a higher level. That's where like, oh, we're dressed in suits. It's James Bond. It's just like, no. No, there is no Caterina Moreno. There's no John Cleese.
John Cleese anyway. That's another story for another time.
Not Bond enough.
But I think that was well done, but not concerning. Like I said, James Bond.
It's not Bond enough. But I think the previous year, well, in 2019, it was a little bit more Bondian. But at the same time, you're not. It's a general public event. I was not expecting somebody to rappel and shoot machine guns, or even like we heard Diamonds Forever once the song during the entire evening, but there aren't playing any Bond songs or even dance versions of Bond songs. And the music was like, I feel like an old man singing, but the music was too loud for me.
The point of it though was to raise money for
yeah, one, for that, they actually, I was surprised they raised more money than the 2019. Edgar could actually confirm that, but I think in 2019, they raised $500,000, and now it's $600,000 that they raised, like more than
because we are after the pandemic and people wants to go somewhere.
Yeah, people want to party. Yeah, people are partying. Remember, there was a quite inebriated lady that at one point Jean and I were like, she's about to keel over. And we start to talk to her. Her friends went with her. I think their friends went to pick up her coat, and she was like shuffling and about to kill over. And Jean started talking to her. I think the girl was thinking that Jean was hitting on her, but we're like concerned dads. Like, are you okay?
Yeah. It's not the same situation.
No. I'm not going on with you. You can barely stand, young lady. But I don't regret it. But am I going back next year? It's like Comic-Con. I'll make my decision next year.
Yeah, that's a different Comic-Con. Is a different beast too. I mean, I went to this year's in Quebec City, and am I going to go back next year? Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
You actually dressed up, not as Bond, but
maybe.
I didn't see your pictures. I want to see those pictures of you coming.
There's no pictures of me dressed up, to be honest, because I went with like three kids, so like nobody took my picture. So there's no pictures of me in costume. Maybe another time.
In uniform. Well, let's call it a uniform. It's not a costume. It's a uniform.
When was it, Henry? When was it?
Comic-Con in Quebec City was the weekend of the 8th and 9th. So just the week before Wet's Bond and all that.
Okay.
Yeah,
but like I said, there's if it was really very local. It was a lot of Quebec artists. There was no one really international other than the voice of Super Mario. So they don't bring in, it's not at like Montreal where they would bring in like, you know, big names. Quebec City kind of stopped doing that. And even Montreal this year, I don't think they had any.
Yeah, it was very underwhelming. But part of the reason why we didn't go, not even presentation, I didn't go to visit. I was at Comic-Con doubt this year. Speaking of Comic-Con, you're checking your phone? I told you to turn that thing off when we're recording.
No, but it keeps flashing, Matt. It keeps flashing. I've got messages from.
Is it white or silver this time?
It's
computer, it's often silver.
And no, this is Mr. White, and he wants to know if we have people everywhere. So we do have people everywhere. We're everywhere. We're on we've got a Tumblr account that's also our website, which
just the website.
You always call it, anyway. We've got a website.
No, I don't. It's Edgar's thing. I just say website.
I'm just JamesBondComplex.com. I don't usually do the outro, but anyway, so we've got that. Eventually, it'll be a little bit, smoother, a little bit more interesting. Not any more interesting, but we'll have more content on there, more website-y content. But we're on Instagram at the James Bond Complex. We're also on Facebook. That's where you can find us, chat with us.
And we're no longer on Twitter because it's a hell on earth.
Exactly. There's anyway, I'm not going to go into that too much.
Now, but, we went, we actually didn't release that episode this week, but yeah, no, we're no longer on Twitter. So
it was discussed with other, anyway, we're no longer on Twitter, so don't follow us there anymore. If you follow us there.
No, you can't because we closed the account.
Oh, the account is closed. Right. So, but like I said, the two main places you can find us, chat with us, find out if we're where we are, if we're doing events, because sometimes we have the occasional little get together, Facebook and Instagram. And of course, if you're listening to us, you're listening to us on either Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You might be listening to us on Anchor, wherever Google you get podcasts. Yeah, just make sure that when you are listening to our podcasts, leave us a glowing Golden Gun review, 5 stars, if possible, preferable, would be great. Jean, where can we find you?
Pardon me?
Where can we find you on the social media?
On Instagram. Remember, I created your Instagram account. I am, by the way, I'm John's tech support. So
on James Bond Quebec on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Basically, Matt is the Anders to your George Lazenby.
Don't compare Jean to George. I'm Q.
No. I meant the relationship.
You know what? I'm Q.
Q to his James Bond. There you go.
To Jean's James Bond. I prefer that.
That's it.
Though Georgia's our unofficial president, he's you know, there was a lot of controversy with him. So
we won't get into that because that's the whole.
That's off my conversation. But yeah. So for now, I guess it's bonsoir et bonne nuit, or good morning, depending on when you're listening to this.
Bon matin. Bon matin, bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
À la prochaine.
À la prochaine. Ciao.